Why is it imperative you get those two bits together now?
Because it's the last straw.
The last straw.
It really is the last straw.
Straw, not straw.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 358. Sketch 135. Sponsorship.
I'd like to put on record the phrase flat pack fanny, which was before the clap. And it's what you can call anyone who's making a meal out of building their MFI furniture.
To be honest, I think Laura's doing an amazing job of building that furniture. There would be a lot more swearing and general mess if I was doing it.
To be fair, all we've seen is her lifting bits into shot. If you pan down, it's monstrosity, which is an offence to geometry.
Yeah. All we're seeing are the drawers, not the chest. God
the
alone
chest
knows.
Is not being built yet. I'm just
More's the
drawers,
pity.
Okay, this is a four-hander, and given that Simon's not here, that's sort of very fair somehow. I don't know what that meant.
Fair.
Okay, so Alistair, why don't you take the part of Steve?
Why
Rich,
not?
You could be John.
I'm done. I mean, I'm not done.
I shall be Arnie. Laura, you can be Gladys.
Wonderful.
Hi, John. Will you sponsor me?
Sure. What are you doing?
I'm going to swim across the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow, really? All the way across?
Yeah, all the way to Scotland.
Dude, that's like amazing. I'll give you a penny a mile.
Hey, that'll really add up. Cheers, brah. Arnie, do you want to sponsor me?
Yeah, okay. But don't put me down per mile. I'll give you a tenner for the whole lot.
A tenner? Come on, it's a huge journey. Plus, right at the end of it, I have to swim up some waterfalls. Up waterfalls, mind, which is much harder than down.
Go on then, 20.
Nice one, mate. Hey, Gladys, cool to see you. You're looking well. Do you want to sponsor me?
Sponsor you? To swim back to a Scottish river? No.
Bit mean, isn't it? It's a really long way. It should be, like, a real adventure.
That's my main problem, Steve. I think you want to do it.
What?
I think you really, really enjoy your trips across the world, and that by sponsoring you, we're just funding your thrill-seeking lifestyle, while somehow making your own crass gratification look like generosity.
What? You think I like swimming all the way to Scotland? Swimming vertically up a waterfall in contradiction of the gravitational impetus? Like, duh?
Yes, I do. You make out it's a chore, but I've seen you salmon. You all have a big laugh on the way and at the end of it you get a shag. It's not a challenge at all.
Well, did I say about the waterfalls?
Listen, I'm not going to pay you money to do something you patently desire. And I'm definitely not paying you to get your spawn on with some cheap harlot just in from Nova Scotia.
But it's for charity.
Go on then. What bloody charity is it? What was that?
The old Smolt Salmon Rehabilitation Fund.
And that's for what? Looking after geriatric salmon?
Yes. They get very depressed for your information.
And why is that?
Because they can't go swimming across the Atlantic anymore. Right. Okay. I shan't get any money out of you, you old misery.
Misery? Whilst you and the rest of the sex tourists are fannying around the Clyde, I'll be with the rest of the tuna running our annual jumble sale, doing proper charity work.
Yeah, all right, oh worthy one. What's your good cause, then?
We're raising money for the local school.
I do remember where literally all that Simon wrote was the last two lines. He said, I'll rewrite it. And just deleted the last two lines, added those ones. I was like, I'm done. School.
It's a really weird sketch.
I like it, I can't deny.
I think there's something quite nice about it. We would do it very differently now if we were writing that same sketch.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think the reveal about the salmon isn't done very well. Because you kind of have the waterfalls coming in before anyone says salmon.
Yes.
So it's kind of... It's just
that's
trailed too easily.
I think that works quite well. personally. I don't know. Maybe it's a little clumsy. It's a slow reveal.
It's a slow reveal. I don't know. And then the joke about charity stuff being doing stuff that people actually want to do.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't disagree with the sentiment. But it's,
of course,
it's
you a... don't.
Not what that means. But I remember writing it, or at least the first draft, and thinking, I might write a sketch about somebody, you know, getting able to sponsor them for something which is clearly really good fun. And yeah. that was what it was before I decided it should be salmon. Which is possibly why the reveal isn't, you know, as elegant as it could be. Because it wasn't the first idea of the sketch. But I think it's, I don't mind it. It just sort of fizzles out. You know, yeah. And obviously Simon's tried to salvage it by slipping in school at the end. But yeah, once you've made that connection between fun charity events and salmon, then there's nowhere left to go, really.
I don't mean to be critical about it. I think that the core idea is quite funny. But
well, I mean, it's been around a long time. It's been around since February 2013 and has never made it into a show. You know, I think that we were right to make that decision.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.